Thank you, Karen, and welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Partner Gateway Plugin in IBM Support Assistant version 4.02. Today's presenter is Michael Glenn. Michael joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 2 team in May 2005. In this capacity, he is responsible for providing technical support to customers. He ensures customer satisfaction by consistently resolving customer issues and works closely with development to drive product quality. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Michael.
Thank you, Joseph. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this WST presentation on using WebSphere Partner Gateway plugins in IBM Support Assistant 4.0.2. If we can go to slide 2. In today's agenda, we're going to discuss what is ISA, what the features are included in ISA, where do I download the ISA, how do I launch the ISA workbench, then we'll discuss the WPG ISA plugin packages, then we'll discuss how to install the plugin, and then we'll discuss how to use the features in ISA with the plugins, discuss how to manage service requests, and then we'll discuss how to collect data and what data content is collected. And then we'll discuss on how to transfer data to IBM. And then there'll be other features that can also be used in ISA. If we can go to slide 3. So what is ISA? The ISA is a free application that simplifies and automates software support and helps customers analyze and resolve questions and problems with IBM software products. The support assist includes rich features and serviceability tools for quick resolution to problems. You can go to slide 4. So what features are included in ISA? One feature is that it has a robust search feature that's able to query IBM and non-IBM repositories concurrently. It has support links for quick access to key product information. It has an enhanced service component to expedite problem submission. It has symptom-based collection on local and remote systems. This allows you to collect data on either a local system or a remote system. It provides links, education links, and roadmaps. It allows you to easy add-on tools to the framework. And finally, it allows you to get dynamic updates for each of the products' customization. If we can go to slide 5. So where do I download ISA? So you can download ISA from the following URL, http://ibm.com/software/support/ISA. We can go to slide 6. Once we have downloaded and installed the ISA workbench, to start it up, in Windows, you can go to Start, Programs, IBM Support Assistant, then IBM Support Assistant again. To stop it, you just simply close the application window or run File Close. On Windows, the workbench is automatically launched once the application is started. On Linux platforms, to start it up, you have to run rcplauncher.sh file. And to stop it, you can just run File Close. Regarding the workbench, once your RCP launcher is started, there's a workbench icon. You'll click on that icon once the application is started. If we can go to slide 7. This screen shows the home page of the ISA workbench. As you can see, we have quick links to each of the three main activities, which are find information, analyze problem, and manage service requests. In the top right, you can see that there's a first steps, which will allow you to help set up the ISA workbench to connect you for updates. And there's tutorials on how to use the ISA workbench. And in the bottom screen, there is a latest news section. This allows you to find the latest updates that IBM is working on and also updates to different tools that may come across. And if we go to slide 8. So WPG has 4 plugin packages available right now. We have one for was for Partner Gateway Advanced and Enterprise Edition, version 6.0. You have one for Westry Partner Gateway Advanced and Enterprise Edition, version 6.1. We have one for Westry Partner Gateway Express, version 6.0. And also, the final one is Westry Partner Gateway, version 6.1.x. If we can go to slide 9. So how do we install WPG plugins? To install the plugin in the IBM Support Assistant Workbench, you click on the update option on the menu bar. Then you select Find New Product Add-ons. And it brings you up a window. Okay, you will click on the plus sign beside the Westry option in the Find New Product Add-ons window. You'll scroll down to the various Westry Partner Gateway packages and place a check in the appropriate box which you have installed on your system. You'll press the next button at the bottom of the window. And then you'll press the next button at the bottom of the window again. This will bring up a license agreement where you'll select the I accept the terms of the license agreement's radio button and you'll press next. And then you'll press finish at the bottom of the window. Okay, once the installation is complete, you'll press the finish button at the bottom of the window again. And then you'll bring up a window, okay, it'll say to restart the ISA workbench. And you'll press yes on that pop-up window. And at that point, once you have the ISA workbench has restarted, then you'll have the plugins available. We can go to slide 10. Okay, now we're going to discuss the features in ISA that we can use with the WPG plugins. Okay, let's go to slide 11. Okay, the first feature we're going to discuss is the find information activity. Okay, this activity allows users to find solutions to software issues that have already been discussed in our online resources and documentation. There are two main features in the find information activity, search and product information. The search page allows users to search multiple search repositories, including DCF documents such as APARs, TechNotes, Downloads, etc., Developer Works, IBM Forums and News Groups, Google, as well as the Product Info Centers. Okay, the Product Information page points users to resources that they might not be aware of. There are quick pointers to the home page and support page of the IBM products they are interested in. There are also links to news groups, so they may post their questions, and pointers to IBM education modules, troubleshooting guides, and any other resources that the support teams have indicated or customers could benefit from. The product information page also provides content from the latest product support RSS feeds, including latest APARs, tech notes, and articles. Okay, if we can go to slide 12. The second main activity is the analyze problem activity. There are three main features with this activity: collect data, guided troubleshooter, and tools. The collect data feature, shown here, is used to run system-specific data collection scripts for automated gathering of log files, config files, and any other artifacts that might be useful in determining the cause of the issue and resolving it. The data collectors can simply collect data or be complex enough to set traces, restart applications, etc. So many of these scripts can be used to emulate the must-gather documents that are used by many product support groups. The data collector page also has a portable collector feature. This feature allows users to produce a standalone Java application that can be run on the target system to perform the data collection using a very small Java application. One very useful scenario is for support teams to provide customers with portable collectors instead of pointing them to the must-gather document so that the customer can perform collections without as much manual effort. Okay, if we can go to slide 13. Okay, the second feature of the analyze problem activity is the guided troubleshooter. This feature provides a wizard that takes the user step by step through a troubleshooting process. There are troubleshooting flows for basic as well as advanced users, and the amount of guidance provided by the tool depends on the options selected. The guided troubleshooter is a great starting point for users to start on the application debugging, as it points to users to relevant resources and enables them to debug many different scenarios. Okay, we can go to slide 14. The last feature of the analyze problem activity is the tools feature. The IBM Support Assistant provides a tooling platform where users can discover, install, and run tools when needed. Tools perform a host of different functions related to troubleshooting. For example, there are JVM debugging tools that can analyze memory heap dumps, Java core dumps, or garbage collector logs. Examples would be the memory dump diagnostics for Java tool, the dump analyzer, and the garbage collector memory visualizer tools. Some tools, like the log analyzer, can take inputs from a host of IBM and non-IBM products, parse the logs, and suggest remedial actions. All the tools provided through the support assistant are provided free of charge. Okay, if we can go to slide 15. The managed service request activity is the last in the logical flow of activities for the customer. This is when the customer would like to get help from the IBM support team and perhaps continue with the self-help option in parallel or abandon it. In this case, the support assistant guides the customer through a suggested process before opening a service request. This process involves running a collector script relevant to the problem the customer is facing, collecting system inventory data, and attaching all this information to the service request so that IBM support has a lot more information to work with. Okay, if we can go to slide 16. Okay, now we're going to discuss collecting the data. And what I've done here is I've shown the steps for gathering diagnostic data from a WPG 6.1.x machine. And here are the steps that you would follow to collect the data. First of all, you would navigate to the Analyze Problem tab. Second, you go to the Collect Data panel. From that panel, okay, you would select the product or the system collector and its problem. And here we have three different types of problems that we can collect from. They are router, receiver, or console. Step four, you would press the Add button. Step five, you would click the Collect All button to start the data collection. Okay, once this data collection is started, okay, the first thing you do is, in step six, is enter the name of the collector zip file. Number seven, okay, you would enter the WPG install directory. Step eight, you would then enter the WAS install directory. Okay, once that is done, okay, you'll start doing some collecting, okay, and then the next window will come up and says if you would want to add any additional files if necessary. Then the next window will come up and it'll say, would you like to FTP the zip file to IBM? You can either select yes or no to continue to do that. And then the next window will be a provide feedback option. Okay, once the collector has completed running, you'll check the following to see the collected zip file. And this directory where the zip file would be located at is that on Windows would be /program/files/IBM/IBM support assistant/RCP. If we can go to slide 17. Okay, now we're going to discuss the data content that's collected and where it's located at. It's a system collector on Windows. Under the directory, /document/settings/administrator, IBM, ISA version 4, and .metadata, .plugins, com.ibm.esupport.autopd.core. Okay, under there, okay, you'll have a file name there. And the name of that file would be the collector underscore whatever your host name is underscore the timestamp that this log was collected at, dot zip. Okay, this collector, okay, will get information. Okay, if we go to slide 18, this is an example of how it's done on Linux. Linux, okay, for the system collector, it would be located under /root/isav4/.metadata/.plugins/.com.ibm.esupport.autopd.core. And it'll have a file name similar like the Windows with the collector underscore hostname underscore timestamp.zip. And there's a note in here that on Linux system, the .metadata directory seems to be hidden. The user may display it by using the ls-al command. As we see, there's a different number of files that are included in this zip file here. You get like network and software information, type of network, and so forth. It helps tells you about the operating system that you're running on. Okay, if we can go to slide 19. For WPG Express 6.0 machine, the file name that's going to be collected is a PMR number dot collector number underscore date dot zip. The files that are included in this, okay, zip file, okay, would be the install directory backslash config backslash star dot properties. Also, under the install directory, backslash logs, star.log files. Additionally, under the install directory, backslash was, backslash profiles, backslash BCG express, backslash config, backslash sales, backslash default node, backslash nodes, backslash default node, backslash servers, backslash BCG express, backslash server.xml. And then finally, to be under install directory, backslash was, backslash profiles, backslash BCG express, backslash logs, backslash BCG express, backslash star.log. Okay, so we can go to slide 20. Okay, now we're going to do WPG Advanced Enterprise 6.0. Okay, the file name is going to be the same as before, PMR number dot collector number underscore date dot zip. Under the files included in this would be under install directory underscore problem type and then the backslash the version dot properties file. And under install directory, backslash problem type, backslash lib, backslash config, backslash star dot properties. In addition, okay, there'll be under install directory, backslash problem type, backslash lib, backslash config, backslash jndi, backslash dot bindings file. Okay, as a note here, okay, the problem type on each of those above there is equal to either the router, receiver, or console, and these would have been the ones that you selected when you began the collection. The next, okay, under install directory, backslash was, backslash profiles, backslash server name, backslash logs, backslash server name, backslash star.log. And here, okay, the note is server name is equal to either BCG Doc Manager, BCG Receiver, or BCG Console, depending on what the problem type was selected in the previous, which would be the router, receiver, or console. We can go to slide 21. Now, discuss WPG Advanced Enterprise 6.1 and 6.1.1 for Simple and Simple Distributed installs. So the file name would be pmrnumber.collectornumber_date.zip. And the files included are install_directory, /problem_type, /lib, /config, /bcgversion.properties. And there's a note here, problem type is equal to router, receiver, console. An additional key would be the logs under install_directory, /was, /profiles, /profile_name, /logs, /server_name, /*.log. And a note on this, server name equals default is server 1, and the profile name equals default is BCG profile. Now, depending on what the user has named those files, they could be different. Okay, if we go to slide 22. Now for WPD Advanced Enterprise 6.1 and 6.1.1 fully distributed install. Okay, the file name is going to be the same, pmrnumber.collectornumber_date.zip. And the files included here will be the same, install_directory, /problem_type, /lib, /config, /bcgversion.properties. The same note, problem type is either router, receiver, or console. And under install directory, /was, /profiles, /profile_name, /logs, /server_name, /*.log. And here the note is server name is equal to BCG doc manager, BCG receiver, BCG consoles, depending on what problem type is selected, which would be the router, receiver, or console. And then the profile name is equal to default is BCG profile. We can go to slide 23. So once we have collected the data, our next step is to transfer the data. Because the first way we can transfer the data is that if clients have a PMR open by using ESR or SR, they may directly submit files to the PMR by using one of the following three methods for problem diagnosis. Okay, the first one is through the service request. The second one method is so they can attach the file to the PMR by using the managed service request component in the ISA. Okay, if we go to slide 24. Okay, the third method is for the user to FTP to our Enhanced Customer Data Repository, or AccuRep. And here are the steps for doing that. You'd, from the command line, or you'd FTP to ftp.emea.ibm.com. Okay, you would then log in as anonymous, and then you would enter your email address as the password. You use CD to the appropriate directory. For example, depending on what platform you may be on, you can CD to /2IBM/Linux, or CD/2IBM/Unix, or CD/2IBM/Windows. Okay, the next step is you change the binary mode by typing BIN. Okay, then you would put the files on the server, and you'd put the zip file there that you have already collected. Now, if you, there are other instructions on uploading the data are available in this tech note that I put there in the screen. Okay, if we can go to slide 25. Here we're going to discuss some other features, okay, that are available. One of them is the case manager. This case manager feature allows users to organize and easily export all their troubleshooting information, such as notes, log files, core dumps, etc. These can also be organized in cases, and in these cases can be easily be exported for collaboration with teammates or IBM support. Another useful feature is the Systems Explorer. It allows users to browse remote file systems and transfer files. All existing security mechanisms are kept in place, and the user can conveniently move files from remote machines to the ISA workbench system. Another feature of the System Explorer is the System Inventory Report, which scans the system and generates a report consisting of basic hardware information, detailed operating system, and IBM product information, such as what versions of which products are installed, their fix levels, etc. Okay, if we can go to slide 26. Okay, what I've done here is I've provided some resources for WPG support page and the various must-gather documents for different versions of the product, whether it be Express 6.0, WPG 6.0, or WPG 6.1.x. Then if we can go to slide 27. So in summary, we have discussed the ISA and its features. We've discussed the WPG plugins and how to install them. We've discussed using the features of ISA with the WPG plugins. We've discussed what data content is collected with the WPG plugin collector. And we discussed how to transfer data to IBM. If we go to slide 28. And this includes the links to a number of sites provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products, developer works, offers, in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcast and conference information. You can visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The ESR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open updating view PMRs online. And the My Support link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. That is all I have. Turn it over to Joseph.
At this point, Karen, we would like to open the lines for questions.
And we'll take our first question from Eugene Hall with Cisco.
Yes, the presentation says that this covers Windows and Linux. Does the support tool also run on AIX?
Well, Gene, this is Mike. The Workbench runs on Linux and Windows. Now, you could create the portable collector tool on an AIX machine, right? For an AIX machine, run on that for Unix.
Okay.
But as far as the Workbench itself, it only runs on Linux and Windows.
Okay. Yeah, that. Okay, that answers my question.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
And it does appear that there are no further questions. I'll now turn the call back over to Joseph Lamb.
At this time, we will conclude the presentation.